The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so for those of you just coming on, I'll say again that Gil was not able to be here for actually the rest of this week. He had to travel unexpectedly, but please don't worry about him. He is fine. So I'm Kim Allen. I'll be here for the next 4 days. Okay, so I think we'll go ahead and get started then. Other folks will come on. So please gather yourself and prepare for our meditation together. Perhaps taking a long, slow, deep breath. And on the exhale, allowing the body to soften. And closing the eyes if that's comfortable for you. And just settling in to the sense of the body sitting. Or if you're lying down, the sense of the body lying. And maybe feeling how intimate it is to be in touch with the body from the inside. We do it all day in a sense, but don't always appreciate the sort of close, warm feeling of that. So connecting in with the body. Perhaps softening the eyes and the eye sockets, the face, all the little muscles on the scalp. Softening down through the neck and the shoulders. Letting the shoulders drop down naturally. Down into the chest area, sensing the three-dimensionality of the rib cage, front, back, sides. Down into the belly. Sensing how when we bring our attention into certain areas of the body, there's a way in which they come alive. Somehow they were waiting for the illumination of awareness to vibrate, to offer some feeling to us. Down into the hips, the legs, even feeling into the knee and ankle joints. And including the hands and the feet. So the body sitting. And sometimes as the stillness of the body settles in, then the motions of breathing become the most prominent thing we can feel. Sensing the breathing body, the air coming in, going out. It's very simple, natural, and yet we don't always bring attention in an intimate, detailed way. Allowing the gentle sensations of the breath to calm the feelings in the body. When we treat the body with this kind of gentleness and open attention, there's a response inside. If we treat the body as a friend, it may begin to feel like our friend. In a sense, it's what's closest to us. So finding some rest in the home of the body, even if there's discomfort or tiredness or stiffness, there can still be a sense that the mindfulness of that is helpful, supportive. There's a way in which the body is also one of the ways that we can connect to the mind. There's so much information in the body related to the mind. You may sense that you have some emotions present, some mood that's coloring your experience right now. Feeling into how that is manifesting in the body. Sometimes we feel heat in certain areas associated with our mental state. We feel tightness. Sometimes fear will cause us to raise the shoulders up in tension, or anger can be felt as heat and tightness in the stomach area, Many emotions are in the throat area. Could we get curious about the way in which our body's current manifestation, the current feelings we have in the body, are related to our mind state, our emotions? Having that curiosity about the body is a way of not being so entangled in those particular emotions, but instead learning about them, being with them in a kind, helpful way. Perhaps allowing the in and out breathing to pass through any areas of tension. Just resting with this dynamic experience of the body. And when the mind gets caught up in thinking, analyzing, remembering, planning, we can just gently reopen awareness to the experience of the body. Body is always in the present moment. And it might be interesting in today's exploration of mindfulness of the body to notice if, when you've been thinking, there was any impact on the body. In the same way that emotions can bring tension and heat and other changes to the body, so too, thinking has effects physical effects. It's interesting to learn for ourselves what those are. Do certain tensions appear? Certain changes in sensations when we've had a bout of thinking? So in this type of exploration, it's okay to get caught up in thought, because you're learning afterwards what impact that had. Meditation is mindfulness of the body deepens further, perhaps as the mind gets a bit calmer, we may be able to feel the sensations associated with thinking as it is occurring. Is there a particular place from which thinking seems to originate in the body? Often it's in the head. Is there a change in the sense of the rest of the body while there is a thought going on? Is there a change in how mindfulness feels when it is knowing a thought or knowing the body when there isn't a thought present? And as we stay with mindfulness of the body, we may begin to sense that the body also has deep sensations of peace available to it. The peace and ease that we've cultivated in our mind can be felt through the body. Perhaps as a deep stability, or as a beautiful space within the body. It's something that feels very true and reliable and beautiful. Perhaps a refuge. So we may come to value the body, mindfulness of the body, as our friend in a way, something we might bring with us throughout the day, helping us to stay balanced and open with the people we encounter. Perhaps remembering also that they too have bodies. And they too work with this physical part of being. It's one thing that connects us with others. And if we have made our body our home, somewhere safe, something that gives us useful information, something that supports us, and there's a way in which we also are supporting others. When we bring our full bodily presence into our life, we help others to stay connected and stay present in some way. We can't always see it. But it's a very worthy effort. So perhaps as you go about your day or evening, you can consider how the body might come along with you as a friend. Supporting you to be present, be of service. Be more kind, loving, compassionate, generous. All of which bring beautiful feelings in the body as well as the mind. Well, may all beings learn to be at ease in their bodies.